Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I think like the biggest thing that like annoys me in like the whole dating world.
Oh Lord, I know it. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's gonna be some dumbass shit.
It's like talking stages. Like that's so annoying. Like the whole like, and just like the inconsistency in them. Like I literally like hate that like so much.
Well, date a guy who make it very clear that he like you after a week of talking, and he want you to be his woman. You're not gonna do that. The guys that you are attracted to are the guys who are gonna do everything in their power to trick you out of your panties. And then kick you to the curb. And you know that. Because you've been through this routine time after time again since you were 15. So you don't hate it that much. You know all the guys who would want to get serious immediately. And make you their girl. So fucking stop the cap.
I mean, come on. I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you.
What specifically?
Just, like, the fact of just, like, you, like, I don't know how to word this. Like, in, like, talking stages, and it's just, like, you're, like, labeled that, and it's, like, people, like, are considered, like, you can't, like, you're just, like, confused, and, like, most of the time, like, the girl gets, like, attached or something.
Not even smart enough to know she's stupid.
It's the fact that you keep saying, like. They start talking to you, they're like, oh, she's cute. But then when they hear like over and over again 10,000 times, they're like, I can't make this woman my woman, you know? Like.
I just need to know if a straight man out there like this exists. One that brushes his teeth morning and night, flosses every day, uses lotion, washes their face every day, uses a washcloth or a loofah, changes their sheets once a week, changes their toothbrush every 3 to 4 months.
You're already asking for too much. You're asking for way too much. Take what you can get. And what the fuck is a loofah? Okay, I know what a loofah is, but I shouldn't know what a loofah is. I'm ashamed to say I know what a loofah is. These things sound basic, but you guys would be shocked how many guys are already disqualified based on what she said. Look, if you can get a guy who brushes his teeth once a week and flosses every 3 months, and changes his sheets every 3 years, you lucked up and hit the jackpot.
Grubs their tongue, actually cleans their feet. It's in there, cleans out their ears and stuff. Drinks water? Why aren't you guys drinking water? Please drink more water. Doesn't have an addiction to alcohol, nicotine, marijuana, caffeine. Do you guys exist out there?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no. I think for the most part.
Get rid of the turtlenecks and the flannels and maybe you can find this guy.
Have you ever noticed after a guy cheats on you, bad stuff starts happening to them? Like, I bet your car's breaking down today. I bet your boss is about to fire you. I bet your mom's angry at you. I bet you broke your phone today, didn't you? I bet you blew all your money, didn't you? I bet you're going to be stuck in traffic and spill coffee all over yourself today. I bet you have an STI. I bet the university.
Ma'am, you have to look better to be this obnoxious, and you have to look better to be this evil and vindictive. You just have to. You gotta give the fella something to work with. If it's not character, at least let it be looks.
So I recently asked, if you were out, would you approach me? And I had 160,000 comments, 80% said yes. So that's 128,000 people, yes. They would approach me.
Come on, kiss me! Kiss me! And tell me who's the head on to it. What, I'm not hot enough for you? I'm not hot enough? I'm not sexy enough? I'm gonna spit on you! Tell me I'm fucking hot! Tell me I'm fucking sexy!
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. See, if you happen to be on TikTok, and I don't know why any of you guys would be, I mean, I'm on there so I can make content. Don't ever respond to those TikToks. They strictly exist to farm comments so they can get paid. She's just using men again to get money.
I am out tonight. let's see how many people approach me just to say hi. And
think about how cringe it would be if you just standing on a corner, you hanging out with the bros, and you see some post-wall bitch walking down the street talking to her phone. And it don't even seem like she talking to anybody. Like, let's just say when she walked by, you saw the TikTok. Let's just say when she walked by, you saw the TikTok app open and you could see like she was just making a TikTok walking down the street at night. And she's clearly 40 plus. Can you imagine how cringe it would be? How hard you would cringe with your boys seeing this thing walk past, acting like a damn childish fool? Never mind.
And have a chat, and I will update you and let you know how many people came up to just say hi.
God, like, why the f*** are women so goddamn dense with this shit? You would think at some point they would grow.
I'd like to know why no one told me that having breast implants was going to feel as though you had two cement cylinders on your chest at all times.
I mean, yeah, it's sickening that you have to cut your body open to feel like you're a worthy human. It's just sick. And I feel sorry for these mentally ill women. But I shouldn't.
Like, I don't have a choice anymore. But, oh my goodness. I can't even feel myself when I'm putting on a shirt. I do not like it.
It sounds like you need your daddy. I'm sorry he failed you.
But hey, it might get you some more likes on Instagrams. It might get you some more dick fintations. Wait. It might get you some more dick invitations. You know, invitations for dick. Whatever, I'm sure y'all got it.
If you date men, can I give you a piece of advice that's literally the best piece of advice ever?
Please, for the love of God, do not
lie to those men.
This is why you don't let women give advice to other women. Because it's just idiocy spreading like wildfire.
I'm sure y'all can think of three reasons. Let me know three reasons in the comments section why women shouldn't take advice from this woman. Just three. I'm sure you can find more than that, but just three. I'm pretty sure that's a tattoo on her chest, so I got y'all started with one. Okay, I'm gonna get y'all started with two. Her TikTok name is LGBT Avenger. Nothing more to say, is there?
You've never been mistreated in your life. Every man you've ever dated has worshipped you like you're a queen. As a matter of fact, when you broke up with them, they gave you $20,000 because they wanted to make sure you were still taken care of. Lie to these men because they are trying to figure out how they can treat you early. If you tell them that your ex used to hit you, then they know all they have to do is not hit you. Lie. You tell these men, every man I've ever been with has loved me so deeply, so desperately. When we broke up, they just fell off the face of the planet.
Do they really think men are this dumb or are they just that dumb? I'm going with the latter. Nobody's going to believe that, you know, some guy gave the Michelin woman, you know, 20K. This might work if you were actually hot and in shape. Just never mind, LGBT Avenger.
Because they couldn't handle a world where they're not with me. They actually live in a village somewhere with no internet and electricity. Because that's the only way they could get away from the idea of being in love with me anymore. Just lie. And if they're like, that doesn't seem real, you can just be like, are you calling me a liar? My ex would never. I can't be with you. I'm so sorry. I have to be with a man that trusts me.
This sounds actually retarded to say out loud.
There are an increasingly large number of women who are just choosing not to get married and are choosing to stay single. There's a mating crisis.
You're doing men the favor. Men were always doing you the favor. You're the one who looks really bad 20 years before we look really bad. You know, you're the one who acts really bad for most of the relationship. You nag, you bitch. I don't even know where to end. I don't know where to begin. Well, okay, I already begun, but I can keep going on and on and on about all the ways that the average woman is not awesome to be in a long-term relationship with.
I'm just not used to being in a relationship. I don't even know what to do. Do you have any advice? Oh, well, your job as a woman is to notice when a man is happy and immediately put a stop to that nonsense.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Women who are becoming increasingly college educated and, you know, getting access to resources of their own, that they do continue to exhibit an increased preference for partners with resources. Women are what we call hypergamous, right? Which means that we like to mate up in terms of achievement and educational attainment. And when you have a populace like we do in the U.S. of women who are now on average more educated than men, it makes it more difficult to find a suitable partner.
You bitches dumb as hell, even with your college degrees. I'm positive I'm more intelligent than at least 80% of the women with masters and PhDs and whatever the fuck.
Are you sure?
Right.
Look, this is what we need to get through their thick fucking skulls. Most men are better than you. Period. It don't matter what he looked like. It don't matter if he graduated high school. He's probably better than you. In damn near every category. If women realized that more, dating would be a lot better.
He's absolutely right.
Who has at least as much education for you, that's going to lead to a more narrow pool of mates. And in fact, what we see is that there are an increasingly like large number of women who are just choosing not to get married and are choosing to stay single.
Thank you, Jesus!
Well, yes, and that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Great!
So be it.
And in fact, there's a wonderful book called All the Single Ladies that is about this very phenomenon. And women are increasingly choosing to opt out of long-term mating if they're not able to find the relationship that they want.
This is the dark side that they didn't know existed. Like, nobody gives a fuck. It's not to hurt your feelings at all. It, definitely not. Again, I think it's impressive, but nobody cares, okay?
I mean, is it a flex? Women are the more social creature. I really don't feel like it's a flex. Women are going to be more miserable single than men. Or maybe that's not true. I don't know. Well, women are miserable, period. But I do think women have more friends than men. They have more social circles than men. I don't think this woman is happy. I'll just say that. And not because she looks like the Joker. You know, the Michael Keaton Joker. Am I thinking of the right thing? No, the Joker where Jack Nicholson was the Joker. Does she look like him? She looks like a mix of the Joker and Michael Keaton. Look, never mind.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Wait, the number of cultural gender studies graduates in the workforce has been growing at a rate of 3.92%. From 180,977 in 2021 to 188,067 in 2022. Wow. Just wow. So you telling me that a bitch with a gender studies degree thinks she better than a plumber? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. This, you can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.